Today we're going to learn Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph of Maseches Chagiga. We're holding at the very bottom of Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom of the page, at the two dots. So the Mishnah had said, "Anosias a medrash, nosias a truma, avaloas a kodesh." That if a person is carrying a medrash, that which is tamei tumas medrash, he can also carry truma in his other hand, but he cannot carry kodesh. That's one of the 11 chumras that we have on kodesh over truma. So kodesh ma'itai melo. Why is it that the chum made a takana that you're not allowed to carry kodesh? Mishum ma'isa shahayot, because of an event that happened once. Dom Rabbi Dom Rishmol ma'isa ve'echad shaya mavir chavish shal yain kodesh mimakom lemakom. There was once a guy that was transporting a barrel of wine from one place to the other. Vinivska ritzua shel sandalo, and his shoe became untied, or the shoe strap became undone. Unetala, and he took the broken strap. Vinichal pichavis, and he put it by the opening of the barrel that had this kodesh wine in it. Vinafla avirachavis, and that shoe strap fell into the airspace of the barrel. Vinitmes, and the entire inside of the barrel became tame, because a klicheris becomes tame when something enters its airspace. When something tamei enters its airspace, and therefore the barrel is able to be tamei the wine of kodesh that was in it. And at that point they said, we have to make a new rule. Hanosis a medrash, nosis a truma, avalos a kodesh. If a person carries a medrash, he's not allowed to carry kodesh at the same time that he's carrying the medrash, even though he can carry truma. But by that logic, we should have made the same gzera, not to carry at the same time carrying truma, because shouldn't it be metamei truma as well? Haman Rebbe Chanan ben Akiva hi da'amar lo. We must be assuming like Rabbi Chanin ben Akavya, who holds that in general we only make a gzeira for the exact case when the cause of a gzeira is an event that happened. The case that we make the gzeira for should only be one that parallels exactly the case that happened. And he said this in a different context about a maisa that happened, but we're applying it over here as well. So Maihi, what is this context that Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya was talking about, where he made where a gezeira was made, and he held it only applies in that context? Ditanya, because the Brisa tells us about Chacham tell us that to watch over the Efer Paraduma and the water that you're going to use for the Efer Paraduma, and it says Lo Yisa Adamei Chatos VeEfer Chatos VeAvir BeYardin VeSfina. A person should not carry the Mechatos or the Efer Chatos and carry them over on a boat over the Yarden because of a Maisa Shahaya with the Yarden, that they tried to pass through the Yarden on a boat and they became Tamei. What happened? Lo Yamud B'tzad Zeh, the Yizr came L'tzad Acher. A person also should not stand on one side of a river and throw the Efer Chatos or the Mechatos to the other side of the river, and V'lo Yishitim Al Pnei Amayim, and he shouldn't have them float on the water. V'lo Yirkav Al Gabi Behema, nor should they ride on top of an animal. V'lo Al Gabi Chavero, nor should ride on top of on top of somebody else when the Efer Chatos or the Mechatos is in your hand. Don't ride on top of an animal, nor ride on anyone else's back. Elim kemo yiraglav nogos pekarka, unless your feet are touching the ground. Aval ma'aviran al gabe hagesher ve'inu choshesh, but you're allowed to carry them over a bridge and you don't have to worry because your feet are touching the ground when you walk over a bridge. Echad yardin ve'echad shar naharos, doesn't matter whether it's the Yarden or any other river. Rabbi Chanan ben Akava omer lo asrael biyardin b'sinu k'maisa shahaya, that no, they only made the gzeira when it came to a Yarden and a boat, because that was the maisa where tuma happened to Efer Paraduma. Sesmer, my Maisa Shahaya. What was this Maisa that led to this gezeira of Mechatas and Efer Chatas and not carrying it over water and all this stuff? Dam Ravi Dam Rav, Maisa Bademechot Shayamavir Mechatas Efer Chatas Biardin Besvina. There was a guy that was transporting Mechatas and Efer Chatas over the Yarden on a boat, and Vinimtsa Kazayis Meis Tachuv Bekarki Isa Shal Svina. They found the Kazayis in a mace that was in the bottom of the boat, and the mechatos and efer chatos were ma'ahil over that tuma, and they therefore became possible to use for paraduma. Bosa shah amrum Loyisa de Mechatas Vivrachatas Viaviram Biardin Besfina. So that's when they made a gzeira that you're not allowed to carry Mechatas Nefrachatas over the Yarden on a boat. But that's the Machlokas Tanaim. Is it only the Yarden, only a boat? What about other similar cases? Says Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya says that it's Dafka, only the Yarden, only a boat, because the Maisa Shahaya was only about the Yarden and only about a boat. So main point number one on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph is that the someone who carries a medrash is not
not allowed to carry kodesh because of a ma'aser shahaya with a shoe strap that posseled kodesh, but they were never gozer on truma, because we only make zeros to parallel the Maisa Shahaya perfectly. So now the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara goes back to discuss the din of someone who carries a medrash and has a number of sveikos about this gezeira. Ibayilhu, sandal tamei, a sandal tamei is only tamei medrash they made a gezeira not to carry at the same time that you're carrying kodesh. But sandal tarhamahu, what did they also make a gezeira not to carry a shoe that's tahar, so that you don't come to carry a shoe that's tameh? Or chavis psucha, chavis stuma mahu. Yeah, they made the gzeris about an open barrel of kodesh. What about a closed barrel of kodesh? Avar v'nasa mahu. And what if someone did carry a medrash while he was carrying kodesh? Do we assume that it actually passels the kodesh, or it's just a gzeira l'chadchila, you're not allowed to do it? Rabbi Ila Amar, im avar v'nasa tameh, Rabbi Zeira Amar, avar v'nasa tar. On that last shayla, so it's a machlokas, whether it's tameh or tahar, b'di'avet, whether it's going to passel b'di'avet. So we have an ibayid de lo yivshita, main point number two, an ibayid de lo yivshita about a sandal tahar, and about a chavis psucha, and im avar v'nasa, we have a machlokas, whether it's going to passel b'di'avet or not. Okay, so the Mishnah went on to say, kelim anigmarim b'tahara. We had one of the chumras that we have by Kodesh over Truma, is that kelim that are nigmar b'tahara require tevila for kodesh, but not for truma. So the gamrinu man, who is the one who finished the malacha of that kli that we make this gezeira that you're gonna have to be tovel it before using it for kodesh? Ilem the gamrinu chaver. If a person who's very careful about tumentara was gomer the kli lamaluhu tvila, why do you need to be tovel it? The chaver is very careful. Ela the gamrinu amaaretz. So it must be that an amaaretz was the one that was gomer the kli. Well, that nigmar in betara karilu. How could you even call that it was nigmar betara? If it was done by an amaaretz, it obviously was not betahara. So amarab barshi. Really, we're talking about that it is a chaver who is gomer the kli, and still they made a gezeira of tuma because of the saliva da am haaretz of an am haaretz that it has the ability to be metame kelim. That essentially the chum were concerned that saliva of an am haaretz may have hit this kli and been metame it even while the chaver was the one that was holding it and making it. Dinafalemus. Well, when exactly did the am haaretz the saliva hit the kli? Ilim makami deligmarei. If it was before the chaver finished the kli, halav manahu. It's not a kli. It's not makabel tuma. So it shouldn't matter that the amaretz saliva hit the kli. Amaretz saliva is only going to be matame a kli, only something that's already complete. Ella baser degamrei. It must be that the saliva is going to hit the kli after it was already completed. Well, Mr. Zarabuhu, didn't we say that the chaver was very careful, that no tumah came in contact with it after it was completed? Says Mar, li'olam mekame digamrei, dilma be'ina digamrei adayin lachahi. No, what the concern is, that maybe the amaretz saliva hit the kli before the completion of the kli, when the chaver didn't have to be careful yet about tumah, and then after the kli was completed, it was still there, it hadn't dried up yet. So at that point, it has the ability to be metame the kli. So, tevila in Harav Shemesh lo. But what we do see is they made this gezeira that you need to be tovel it, but nothing further. You don't also have to wait for it to stay overnight. Now, in order to understand where the Gemara goes from here, it's important to know some background information. Chazal tell us that any kli that was used for Parah Aduma, would they be metameit, and you have to be matbilit, and you could use it for the Maisa Parah before Harav Shemesh, before the sun sets. And the reason is to show that to make a statement that we don't hold like the Tzedukim, who say that Maisei Parah can only be done with Adam Tahar and Kalim Tahorim, things that are absolutely Tahar, that already had Harav Shemesh, because that's the Pashtus of the Pesukim that talk about an Ish Tahar. But rather, we don't paskin like the Tzedukim, we paskin like what Chazal say, that a Tevul Yom is kosher to do the Maisei Parah. We learn it from the fact that the Pasuk says the word tahar twice, that it comes to be marbe, even someone who's not absolutely tahar, but he's sort of like tahar, a tvil yom, and who's Torah Lemaiser, because the Pasuk says, Verachatz b'mayim v'taher, so he's also kosher to do the Ma'aseh Parah. Because otherwise, why would the Torah have to say the word Tahar twice? And in order to show and demonstrate this din, that against the Tzedukim, that you can even have a Tvul Yom, do the Ma'aseh Parah, they would dafka be makbid to use Adam and Kalim that were Tvul Yom, that did not yet have Harav Shemesh for the Ma'aseh Parah. So the Gemara asks that according to the Diyuk from our Mishnah, that you only need to be Tovelit and you don't need Harav Shemesh in order to use the Kalim that are Nigmar Batara, Masnisin Deloka Rabbi Eliezer, that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Eliezer. Ditnan Shofera Shechatacha, if you have a tube that you cut a piece of it off and you decide to use it Lechatas to put the Efer Paraduma in it, and it becomes a kli by cutting it to this size to use it for a chatas, so it needs tevila like any kli that's nigmar b'tara, Rabbi Elazar Omer yitbol miyad, that you should be tovel it right away, and you don't have to be metame it again in order to demonstrate against the tzedukim, because there already is this gezeira of tuma. Rabbi Shua Omer yitame v'achar kach yitbol. Rabbi Shua says, no, you have to be metame it separately to address the tzedukim, and then be tovel it from that tuma. V'avinun ba. So yes, dechat chaman. Well, who's the one that cut the shofaris down to size and turned it into a kli? Ile me dechat chaver lameli tevila. If it's a chaver that did it, why do I need any sort of tevila? There's no tuma, and therefore the tevila is not going to work for a hacker for the tzedukim. Of course, you're going to need to be metame it again. The el dechad chotcha ama aretz. It must be that an ama aretz was chotechit. Well, bahalim Rabbi Shoy tame v'yitbal hatame v'kayi. Well, then why would you need to be metame it again? Why would anyone say you need to be metame it again? It's automatically tame. An ama aretz is the one that had completed the kli. V'amarab bar shila amarav masa amar. Shmuel, li olam dechat chaver. Must be that a chaver is the one that completed it. Umishim tzinaradam aretz denafal. And the machlokas is about the concern that saliva of an ama'aretz hit the kli. Well, emas, ile mekamedi lechadcha halav manahu. If the saliva hit the kli before you ever turned it into a kli, then certainly that's not metamiyit. Velebasar lechadcha misazayirba. And it can't be that it hit the kli after it turns into a kli, because the chavar is telling us that he was very careful and no tuma hit it. So liola mekamedi lechadcha dilma be'inda v'dechadcha dechatacha adayin lachahi. No, it must be, like we said before, that the concern is the saliva of the ama'aretz hit the tube before it was a kli, but it remained on the tube even after the chaver turned it into a kli. So now the Gemara says, and then based on that, we have our shaila, that our Mishnah said that kelim that are nigmar b'tahara, all you have to do is be tovel them, you don't need Harav Shemesh. Well, Bishlam, Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that they would be mitame this shvoveris again after the Gemar Melacha, Hainu Dika Kerelet Stukin. That's why it's creating a hecker for the Tzedukin by using this kli, because they were metami it again and matvil it again before Harav Shemesh. So we see that you need to do a hecker to be motzi midvar of shel Tzedukin. Titzan, metam rayu as ha-kohen, asorif as ha-para. We used to be metami the kohen, who would be engaged in the para aduma in order, by having a sheretz touch him, lahotzi mili ben shel Tzedukin. Dafka to make the point that we're going against the Tzedukin. Shayu omrim, b'morav Shemesh ha-sinasis. Because the Tzedukim used to say that the Paraduma has to be done by Adam and Kalim that are absolutely Tar, that already had Harav Shemesh. El Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, that they would not be Metami the Kli with a new type of Tumah, they would just be Tovel the Kli, because it already had a Tumah, like all Kalim that are Nigmar Batara required Tevila. Well, Yarn Bishlam Bialma, being Harav Shemesh. If in general you need to wait for Harav Shemesh in order for the Kli to become Tar, Hainu Dika Hakira Letzduk, then I understand we're doing something different by the Paraduma to make a statement to the Tzedukin by not waiting for Harav Shemesh. But Eli Yamrit B'Alma lo bein on Harav Shemesh. But if our Diyuk in the Mishnah is correct, that you never need Harav Shemesh for this kind of Tumah that we're identifying, well then, Mahe Kira L'Tzedukin Ika, how in the world is this going to be a hecker for the Tzedukin? So answers Gemara, Amar Rav, really we could say that the Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, all the kelim that are nigmar b'tahara do not require Harav Shemesh, and the Gabe Paraduma, there is a hecker by not waiting for Harav Shemesh, because Asu'ua kitame sheretz. The Chacham made this shvoferes that was made for the sake of Parah Aduma, like someone who touched the sheretz as far as counting the levels of Rishon and Sheni Latuma. Meaning not only is it tame, it's even mitame other things. So even though all kelim that are nigmar b'tara are not mitame other things, because the chshash of tzinor of anama aretz is such a far-fetched chshash, but by kelim that are designated for maisa Parah Aduma, they made a special gzeira that it even has the capacity to be metame other things. And that is the heker. So when they would use that shvoferes without Harav Shemesh, that's a heker, lehotzi miliban shel tzedukim, who said that that you need Harav Shemesh. So maybe we'll stop there, even though it's a... Yeah, we'll stop there. Let's just do the last main point on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Kelim that were nigmar b'tara are kelim that were nigmar by a chaver, and were choshesh that the saliva of Nama Aretz hit the kli before the gemar kli and remained there afterwards. Against Reb Lazar, who holds that you would need Harav Shemesh also in such a case. We assume that you don't need Harav Shemesh in such a case. Okay, so Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the top of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis.